WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com, offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, with service to and from the Austin airport coming September 20th. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M has canceled a white nationalist rally scheduled for September 11th. State Representative John Rainey broke the news on the state house floor after receiving a message from A&M Chancellor John Sharp.
The university has canceled it because of concerns with hate messages that have been on Facebook and people who have said that they were coming and they were bringing their weapons, and the police department there said we can't handle that.
The news comes shortly after the state house stood united in telling the university to cancel the event. The rally was being organized by white nationalist Preston Wigington, who has plans to file a lawsuit against the university.
We don't feel defeated. We feel as though we have legal recourse and we plan to move forward. Obviously, the alt-right had legal recourse in Charlottesville, where a federal judge stepped in and reinstated their permit to speak. We expect the same to happen here.
Wigington, who briefly attended A&M, organized the self-proclaimed white supremacist Richard Spencer speaking on campus last December. One person is dead after a one-vehicle crash on State Highway 21 yesterday morning. According to DPS, a pickup was traveling east on 21 and went off the right side of the roadway. The driver overcorrected, causing the truck to roll over several times. A passenger, 30-year-old Jonathan Escobar of Houston, was ejected from the pickup. He was not wearing a seatbelt. The driver, 24-year-old Eddie Perez of Houston, was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash shut down Highway 21 for a little more than 2 hours. A Navasota man is sentenced to 35 years in prison after pleading guilty to his fourth DWI. Nearly 3 years ago, 55-year-old Ruben Maldonado caused a crash with another vehicle, then fled the scene at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. After a DPS trooper caught up with Maldonado, the investigation revealed he was driving while intoxicated with a blood alcohol level of 0.205, over twice the legal limit. According to the DA's office, Maldonado had 3 prior convictions, including one in 2000, which also resulted in prison time. He was also sentenced to prison for possession of large amounts of narcotics in 2008. The College Station City Council had its first workshop about the proposed city budget yesterday. The 5.5-hour session primarily covered the city's general fund, capital projects, and the hotel tax fund. Today, the council will focus on special revenue, enterprise, internal service, hotel tax, and outside agency funding. A third workshop is scheduled for Wednesday if necessary. As the special session of the Texas legislature wraps up this week, the question of whether or not there will be a second special session is still up in the air. State Representative Kyle Cassell on our show says a conversation Sunday night has him feeling positive.
Had time to visit with Charles and Dan and talking from the both sides of Senate Finance and Public Education. We're moving in the right direction, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Referring to Dan Huberty, Chairman of House Committee on Public Education, and Charles Schwartner, Chairman of the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, Cassell says with 2 days left to figure it out, education is a priority. And there is still time to register for Over the Edge Brazos Valley, your chance to rappel 110 feet off the Hilton, benefiting United Way.
This is about the perfect amount of time. So if you registered today and there are still spots available, you have just about 3.5-4 weeks to raise $1,000 and then rappel on September 7th.
President Allison Prince says in addition to open rappel spots, there are also sponsorship opportunities still available. Find more information at overtheedgebrazosvalley.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports. And starting this fall, Ground Shuttle is adding service to and from the Austin airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming soon. Let us do the driving.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning, it's 710, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, it'll be developing across the area for today. Temperatures, they'll be up to about 95 to 100 this afternoon. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy and remaining warm. Nighttime lows, 75 to 80. Sunshine's back during the day tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm late. Highs will be 95 to 100. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Then mostly sunny and hot for Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the AP's high school football poll and see where some Brazos Valley teams sit. Meanwhile, the Astros fell to the Diamondbacks in Arizona, while the Rangers bounced back with a win over the Tigers. And former Arkansas coach Frank Broyles has passed away at the age of 92. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. I'm old enough that I covered Frank Broyles. I'm sorry, that's how old I am. Now, really, the last 3 years of his tenure as head coach, I was in sports and got a chance to cover. The guy was really amazing in that, and I don't know exactly what the story was behind it or how it came about, but clearly the Southwest Conference was nothing but Texas colleges and universities, with the exception of these guys up in Arkansas. And somehow, some way, they negotiated that whenever Southwest Conference merchandise was sold, they got a bigger percentage. So, to go back that long ago, that was one of the things that he put in place. The other deal is there's a thing called the Frank Broyles Award, which is for assistant coaches, because 27 of his assistant coaches went on to become head coaches.
Wow.
Think about that. 27. Yeah.
To look at a coaching tree like that, that's pretty impressive.
People like Joe Gibbs.
Right.
Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer. I mean, really, really amazing. The Aggies didn't care for him because A&M was number two in the nation in 1975, and he beat the Aggies in the last game of the season.
Ooh.
But the other thing that's really interesting about this guy, after he quit coaching, he was the number one color man on ABC football with Keith Jackson for like 8 years.
Yeah.
And so, and he was good. And after that, he ended up being one of the guys wearing the green jackets when they handed out the winning jacket for the Masters people. I mean, he really was every place.
Yeah.
When you consider back then, Frank Broyles was everywhere. So he was
kind of a legend there.
92 years old. That's that. All right. Now it's time for...
Oh, God! We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
That's right. Think about it. This is what is going to possibly kill you. Hand sanitizer.
No!
Uh-huh. When was the last time you used hand sanitizer?
Maybe this morning? I don't know.
And I'm staring at some right now.
Be careful. Don't look at it for too long because it could burn... Oh, no, that's your...
That's
the sun.
That's the eclipse.
An antibacterial agent used in many hygiene products like hand sanitizers and deodorants is a chemical compound that has become so widespread it now appears in wastewater samples. It's called triclocarbon.
Sure it is.
Sure. Anyway, the FDA banned a related compound also known to show, based on reports with studies in animals, to cause health problems in animals. So, especially, don't take your hand sanitizer and rub your gerbil with it because it could be really. No, but they say this stuff is in toothpaste. It's in moisturizers.
Oh.
It's even in toys and clothes.
No.
Yes. And since it hasn't been registered with the EPA, now researchers out of Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory are reporting in a journal that, at least in mice, this stuff passes through the placenta and the breast milk, and it can be bad for babies.
Oh, my.
So just telling you.
That is a scientific fact,
it's
huh?
Right. Just telling you. Oh, now what are you going to do? Now your hands are going to have to be dirty.
I know. So am I supposed to die from germs or from hand sanitizer?
And then see, but then there's the other version of that where they say, go ahead, you use your hand sanitizer, but you know how they always say it kills up to 99%?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's that 1%.
That's what it says right here on this bottle here.
99. I got 99.99.
Okay. Yeah, right. Me too.
But
wow.
That's because if you've got something that's resistant to that, then that could become like a superbug.
Oh.
That could wipe out the population of northern Austin.
That,
I mean, you know,
and that way you can't file a lawsuit.
Exactly.
That's really what it is.
You know, we all three have a bunch of hand sanitizer in here. People out there probably think we're all super gross.
Yeah. Well,
it's just that we're in radio, you know. We're talking and spitting all over the
More
place.
More than one person uses my board.
Yeah,
that's right. Right. We have to touch these people.
We have to share.
Buttons. You never know what they've been doing. But anyway, so that you know that, hand sanitizer is now dangerous. And it took me forever to find that story because this is just like a little one-liner, and I'm furiously searching to find this because they just roll that stuff out there to try to scare us. For instance, it says here that Facebook has been named the best place in America to work.
Oh, stop.
What?
Who came out with that? Facebook?
I figured Fox News, right?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Especially if you're a woman.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
Doesn't Google have, like, napping pods and stuff?
Well, I don't know what that's based on, other than probably a study from Facebook. Let's see. I mean, look.
I think I hate Facebook more than space.
No. Well,
combine them Facebook, and that's the worst thing in the world.
Perfect. There we go. Well, the deal is this. I mean, they offer these people so many things that we would never be able to have offered here. I mean, consider Mr. Downs lets us have an ice cream freezer here.
Yeah. Right.
I'm betting that they're probably 98% of the radio stations in America, they don't have ice cream freezers.
I bet you're right.
So our work environment is spectacular when it comes to that. But now to tell us that this is the best place to work.
I beg to differ, Facebook.
Listed demands? Need you to do a list to me?
No. We can put one together for Mr. Downs? Yeah.
Look, I mean, I know. I'm sorry. Because there are people going to work today at places that they're not particularly happy.
Right. Yeah. Very true. Mm.
All right. Well, let's talk about really important news. Like the idea of paying tribute to Prince is to drench your walls in purple.
Oh, yeah.
Good news for you now. The Prince Estate has its own new official Pantone shade of purple.
Purple.
It's called Love Symbol Number 2.
Oh, okay.
All right. And the music legend's signature shade. New York Magazine. The cut says that Love Symbol Number 2 is a shade emblematic of Prince's distinctive style and enables Prince's unique purple shade to be consistently replicated and maintain the public iconic status of the man himself. In case you're wondering, the purple Prince theme Pantone color comes out 8 months after it's declared greenery in the official color of 2017. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
But it means you can't buy it right now.
Oh.
All right. Well, if you want to put color in your life, though, think about this. You heard of Burt's Bees lip balm?
Sure, yes.
Yeah.
Well, a guy named Jared Lipscomb now has Burt's Bees tinted lip balm.
That's just lipstick, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
They Burt's Bees has tinted lip balm.
Do they?
Yeah.
And it's not cheap. Anything for Burt's Bees is not cheap.
No.
And if you think you need that, look, if you think chapstick's expensive, don't go near Burt's Bees. Because basically it's same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're paying for that picture.
It's got a cooling peppermint feel.
It's got that
picture of the guy with the beard on it.
Sure. So that makes it right. Emojis and emails, we'll be talking about that in the next half hour.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'd assume if you're stealing a vehicle and you know that there's a chance that you could get into a police chase best to find the fastest possible vehicle to steal. Make sense?
This was my bit of info, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This guy stole a steamroller.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. Have you ever thought, I guess it'd be cool to drive a steamroller. And we didn't have time to talk about it this morning when you did the bit. But I mean, how fast does a steamroller go?
I don't know.
8 miles per hour, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, and
I mean, some people can, like, run faster than that.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is, do we know how the police actually stopped him?
I mean, I imagine they slowly walked up to the vehicle.
Well, that's what
and
I'm
said,
thinking.
Sir.
Is a guy maybe just ran up next to him and did that. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying that.
I mean, I guess you can't shoot out the tires.
Come on,
Mozon.
You
know?
You can't shoot out the tires. That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like I said in the thing. It's like that Austin Powers thing where the guy's going, no. And it's like 20 feet away from him moving slowly.
Well, again, did we have video of that? We had video of the guy who fell in a sinkhole.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Do we not have video of this?
We don't have video of the guy driving the steamroller at 8 miles an hour away from the cops?
This is what we do have video of, which might be cool. I may go have to look at this morning. It's a guy from Tennessee. His name is Blake Henderson, flying in a small plane and recording some video, like you would, of another plane on his smartphone when the phone suddenly got sucked out the window.
Whoa.
It survived the fall and was soon discovered by a very confused man who was working in his yard. There is a 2-minute video that shows a view from the plane, the 1,000-foot fall, then some shrub clippings covering it when the phone is being discovered.
It's raining cell phones.
Yeah, the man's wife looked through the cell phone's photos and videos, saw shots of the airplane, and eventually was able to get the phone back to Blake Henderson, the guy who had it sucked out of his hand.
That's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
It really is. That's kind of fun stuff. Willie doing a concert on Sunday.
Yeah, I had to cut it short.
He did. It was in Salt Lake City. Basically, he said, the altitude got to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling better now and headed to lower ground. So he's 84 years old. I guess that's going to be one of the contingencies in his contracts from now on.
Probably. Altitude has to be a certain level.
Yeah, yep. He can't do any way up high stuff.
You got to keep the redheaded stranger safe.
Hey.
Can't imagine his lungs are in the best of shape.
Well,
there's that too, yeah.
they have had a workout in their
just
lifetime.
Just putting that out there.
Yes. A SpaceX capsule rocketed to the International Space Station from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on Monday, carrying tons of scientific experience plus ice cream.
Hey, that makes space not so bad, right?
Yeah.
Okay, experiments made up most of the 6,400-pound cargo, which should reach the orbiting lab on Wednesday. That includes 20 mice that would return alive inside the SpaceX Dragon capsule in about a month. Well, they let them play at the space station then come home for a month?
Yeah.
The Dragon is also doubling as the ice cream truck this time. There was extra freezer space, so NASA packed little cups of vanilla, chocolate, and birthday cake ice cream.
Ooh, yum. Hey,
so it's kind of like working here.
Yeah, as well as ice cream candy bars. Wow.
All right.
That's kind of cool.
Good for them. Okay.
Just trying to make space a better place.
I mean, if you take ice cream into space, you can just hang it out the window and it stays cold, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to have freezer space for it. And it's always there, right where you left it.
Yeah. Yep.
I hate to bring this one up because we do everything we can to let you know that you should exercise. It's good for you. But then we have stories about how it's okay to be healthy fat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently that, according to the latest research, is a myth. Healthy fat or healthy obese is a myth.
Yeah.
New research coming out of Great Britain.
Who said healthy obese was okay?
Oh, no. We had that about a year ago that it was okay to be healthy fat.
I don't know. I think more research needs to be done on that.
Amazing.
Somebody give me a taco.
Yeah, right. That's it. Right. We'll wait until the next one comes out. Now they say, shockingly, no amount of extra weight is good for your heart. No matter how fit you are.
Shocking.
Otherwise. I know.
Duh.
Even if your blood pressure, your blood sugar, and your cholesterol appear within the normal range, excess weight is still a risk factor. But if you're in that situation, remember you can always become frozen, and then they can thaw you out when the new cure or treatment comes to fruition.
Good.
And that's exactly what a 49-year-old woman has done. This did not happen in America. It happened in China. Okay, She has become the first woman to have her entire body cryogenically frozen in a procedure performed completely on Chinese soil. Woman was declared dead of lung cancer May 8th, immediately underwent the operation. First developed in the cryogenics labs in the United States, involved preserving an ailing body.
At an alien body.
Them too, and they may have done those. At very low temperatures with the hope of reviving them and treating them some point in the future. Her body is currently being stored in a 2,000-liter tank of liquid nitrogen, which is kept at a temperature of minus 320 degrees Fahrenheit. Not only is the procedure costly, it costs you $7,500 a year for upkeep.
I bet.
And you have to hope when they're taking you out that they don't drop you.
Yeah.
Because then you'd shatter to pieces on the floor.
Or like that Mel Gibson movie, you don't want to get lost in a warehouse and wake up 50 years later and not know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Didn't see that one.
Forever Young.
No, missed that. No. Okay. Was he cryogenically
Yes, he was. He was.
And they didn't drop him on the floor. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. No, I missed that movie.
It was a good one.
So many. All right. 725.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. Find Texas apparel, fine bedding, frame flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. There's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and decor anywhere. Shop local, online, at TXTraders.com. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Just having a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Sorry to tell you, it's just going to continue to be hot, and the heat index actually is going to be 107 or 108 today, probably hotter than that tomorrow. And low temperatures are only going to be around 78 degrees. I mean, that's just kind of the world we're living in. They do put a slight chance of showers in on Saturday at 20%. We'll see what happens. Right now, 78 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The annual Nut Roots Convention took place in Atlanta over the weekend. Left-wing activists from all over the fruited plain were entertained by some of their brightest stars, like the DNC's vice chairman, Keith Ellison. He told the cheering crowd that North Korea's dictator, Kim Jong-un, is a more responsible leader than Trump. Ellison tried to walk that back. He told the Washington Post he shouldn't have said it. He meant to say it, and he stood by it later. He didn't try to walk back his comment to the Nut Roots that Republicans are the party of racism. He said the Democrats are the heroes of minorities since they passed the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Act. He did not mention that it was Republican votes that passed that legislation because the Democrats filibustered it. But the star of the Nut Roots show was Pocahontas, Senator Elizabeth Warren. She used her time to distance herself and the Democrats from the policies of Bill and Hillary Clinton. The Democrat Party isn't going back to the days of welfare reform and the crime bill, she said. It's not going to happen. Now, she didn't do any of that when Hillary was running. She didn't dare say any of that. But in front of this audience, Elizabeth Warren wasn't afraid to say what Democrats stand for. And it's basically they're not left-wing enough. They have to go further left if they have a chance of winning, which means they don't have a chance of winning. We urge her to continue to urge that.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M has canceled a white nationalist rally scheduled for September 11th. This comes after state lawmakers stood united against the rally.
It was State Representative John Rainey who broke the news on the State House floor after receiving a message from A&M Chancellor John Sharp.
The university has canceled it because of concerns with hate messages that have been on Facebook and people who have said that they were coming and they were bringing their weapons. The police department there said we can't handle that.
State Representative Helen Giddings was the first to call for the university to cancel the event, saying Texas will not stand for hate.
Racism is our country's original sin. Let us confront the causes of this hatred and extinguish it.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Preston Wigington, the organizer of the event, is planning to take legal action.
We don't feel defeated. We feel that we have legal recourse and we plan to move forward. Obviously, the alt-right had legal recourse in Charlottesville where a federal judge stepped in and reinstated their permit to speak. We expect the same to happen here.
Wigington briefly attended Texas A&M. Highway 21 just outside of Bryan was shut down for more than 2 hours yesterday morning for a one-vehicle crash that left the passenger dead. According to the DPS report, a pickup was traveling east on 21 around 10:30 a.m. when it went off the right side of the roadway and the driver overcorrected, causing the vehicle to roll over several times. A passenger who was not wearing a seatbelt was ejected from the truck. He was identified as 30-year-old Jonathan Escobar of Houston. The driver, 24-year-old Eddie Perez of Houston, was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is still under investigation. A Navasota man is going back to prison after pleading guilty to felony DWI with a prior conviction. 55-year-old Ruben Maldonado had three prior convictions for DWI, including one in 2000, which resulted in him being sentenced to prison. In October of 2014, Maldonado caused a crash with another vehicle, then fled the scene at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. The victim followed him and relayed his location to law enforcement, who eventually caught up with him on Highway 6 in South College Station. Maldonado had a blood alcohol level over twice the legal limit at 0.205. He was sentenced to 35 years in prison. The College Station City Council got their first look at the 2018 budget last week, which proposes a 2.5-cent tax rate increase. Yesterday, the council met for 5.5 hours to discuss the budget in detail. This first workshop covered the city's general fund, capital projects, and the hotel tax fund. The council meets again today, and a third workshop is scheduled for tomorrow if more time is needed. Today's workshop will focus on outside agency funding and special revenue funds, among other things. There will be at least one contested race for College Station City Council in this year's election. Eleanor Azaric Vasali filed for the Place 1 seat, currently held by Blanche Brick, who is completing her final term. Also running for that position is Blanche's husband, Bob Brick. Texas lawmakers worked throughout the weekend as they try to avoid having a second special session. State Representative Kyle Cassell on our show was asked if that was going to get done.
Last night at 7:55, I would have said, yes, we're having a second special after negotiations and standing at ease, or gaveling out till 1 o'clock this morning with the deals that were made. When I left my office, I popped in to Representative Huberty's office, and the good news, our Senator Charles Schwertner was sitting there with him.
Cassell says after speaking with Dan Huberty and Charles Schwertner about both sides of Senate Finance and Public Education, they're moving in the right direction, and he's hopeful things will wrap up in time. The Bryan Police Department is currently hiring crossing guards for the upcoming school year. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the schedule is Monday through Friday, 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the afternoon.
It's a great job for retired individuals or stay-at-home parents. Anyone who wants to earn a little bit of extra money, we pay $10 an hour, and it's, again, 2 hours a day.
Go to bryantx.gov and click on the job opportunities link to apply. As summer comes to an end, things are ramping up at United Way of the Brazos Valley.
Coming back for a second year, we are really excited about Over the Edge Brazos Valley 2017 coming up September 7th. We are just under a month away from that, so people might be thinking, oh, then there's not enough time for me to sign up and raise my money to rappel off the Hilton, all 110 feet, all benefiting United Way. But that is not true. There is still absolutely time.
President Allison Prince says the Hilton provides the perfect bird's eye view of the community.
I think it's a wonderful place to kind of bring it all together, that when you're raising money for United Way and you're hearing, oh, it's going to impact the community, you get to stand on a rooftop and actually look at the community that it's impacting.
Sponsorship opportunities are also still available for the event. Go online to overtheedgebrazosvalley.org. The group behind a planned high-speed rail project in Texas announces deals with two companies to design and build the rail line. Texas Central will work with Fleur Enterprises and the Lane Construction Corporation to build the North Texas to Houston rail line. Texas Central CEO Carlos Aguilar says they could start construction next year.
First, we have the permitting process that's proceeding. The timeline for that should yield a record of decision in the third quarter or so, 2018. Depending on that, we'll be able to start construction end of 2018, early 2019.
The rail line could be open for business 4 years after that. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 78 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, it'll be developing across the area for today. Temperatures, they'll be up to about 95 to 100 this afternoon. Tonight becoming partly cloudy and remaining warm. Nighttime lows 75 to 80. Sunshine's back during the day tomorrow. There could be a shower thunderstorm lead. Highs will be 95 to 100. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Then mostly sunny and hot for Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, former A&M coach Gene Stallings is resting after suffering a mild stroke yesterday. Meanwhile, Joey Gallo homered to help the Rangers to a victory over the Tigers while the Astros were blanked by the Diamondbacks in Arizona. And soccer star Ronaldo has been suspended for 5 games after shoving a referee. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In case you missed it in the last half hour, at least right now they are telling us that the sky on next Monday will be partly cloudy because that's when the big eclipse happens, and we want you to be able to see that. I'm hoping that we're among those who
we better be able to see it after all this talk.
I know.
I'm not flying to Oregon or South Carolina or wherever else the path of totality is.
See where that would happen. But, you know, this whole thing about the eclipse does bring up some problematic situations that I don't know until now, as we've been talking about it for a few weeks, we have considered. For instance, August is generally very hot in most of U.S. America.
Correct.
Right.
So, is this a question worth asking? Will the partial eclipse relieve the heat for anybody?
Is the moon going to block any of the heat from the sun?
The comet. Listen to you, Mr. Scientist, explaining how it all happens.
It's an eclipse.
Common consensus across the meteorological community is that those fully immersed in the umbra, that would be the darkest part of the shadow, will experience a temperature drop of 10 degrees or more.
It'll
almost be chilly. Take a wrap with you. along the periphery.
Take a wrap.
Along the periphery of the shadow, the region that has partial eclipse, that would include us, more likely 3 to 5 degrees. So.
All right.
And
three whole degrees from 100?
That's right. Even though incoming sunlight will return with full force after the eclipse. Oh, no kidding. Really.
Full force, baby.
Yeah, most places will fall short of reaching their average daily high temperatures before sunset, thanks to the valuable lack of darkness that we have. Okay. That'll be fine. Oh, and let's see. Then I've got another story someplace. Oh, we'll find it next hour because we want to have an eclipse story every hour now. The idea that there are any number of solar panels out there, and of course their production will be slashed during the 3 minutes of totality, just letting you know.
You know, why is it even worth it to get solar panels?
I know, that's exactly right. Yeah. So DineEquity, this is the parent company of Applebee's and IHOP.
Okay.
Plan to close up to 160 restaurants in the two chains. That's a big increase from the number that they had announced earlier this year, the number of restaurants between 105 and 135 Applebee's and between 20 and 25 IHOPs. So we'll see. They have 3,700 restaurants in 19 countries, so it's not like it's a lot.
Right.
I don't think they'll close either of the IHOPs here.
I hope not.
And, of course, we still don't have a Waffle House.
Hey, I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there. I love Waffle House. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision.
But what you might not know is, did you know that Waffle House had their own record company?
No.
What?
They have their own record label. It's called, amazingly enough, Waffle Records. It makes original music for Waffle House jukeboxes. Here is a song that came out in 1999. The singer is Mary Welch Rogers. I know you haven't heard of her. She's the wife of the co-founder of Waffle House. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on in.
Believe I will.
Coffee's good, fresh and hot. How about a cup?
I'll have a cup.
Just say good morning.
Good morning.
the Waffle House way.
I like it that way.
We've got eggs any way you like them. 24 hours a day. Just come on in.
Come on in.
You'll see. We're gonna treat you like your family. Just come on in.
Come on in.
We're always home. There's a waffle in the baker on the grill. We're making bacon at the Waffle House. You're always welcome back home.
There you go.
That poor lady, you know, she's got such a nice voice, and she's relegated to that computer-generated country music.
Well.
Even the lyrics were pretty decent.
Oh, they were.
Oh.
There you go. It's the Waffle House Records.
Waffle House Records.
You never knew it. All right. The calendar may read August the 14th, 15th. It's going to be, 100 degrees and a heat index of 109. I know that makes everybody think about pumpkin spice.
Oh, yeah.
So the latest now, Cosmopolitan reports that M&M's is jumping into the pumpkin spice trend.
No.
With an all-new pumpkin pie variety that'll feature white chocolate, cinnamon, nutmeg, and the fall colors of red, yellow, brown, and orange.
It was even odd. I was in a grocery store the other day and just saw a regular pumpkin pie in the bakery and thought it was so strange that they already had those out.
Yep.
To be completely honest, I'm kind of surprised M&M's hasn't already gotten into the...
Well, and so now they are. And we've talked about, you know, pumpkin spice. Great. It's a deal that Yankees like, and that's fine. But, you know, it stays hot here until December.
December, really.
So pumpkin spice isn't really something we want. And I appreciate that M&M's has extended their brand. Like, I actually enjoyed the little M&M's pretzel ones that
those
they
are
made.
Pretty good.
It's,
yeah,
it's
I agree.
Something new and different. I don't want one of these as a surprise, because you pop three of those in your mouth and I'm going to spit it out. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know that I can survive that. And again,
wash the taste out with your pumpkin spice latte.
Exactly. But after you've had those first three, what are you going to do with the bag?
Yeah.
Because you got 78 of them left
in
there. That's so watch for those. You're warned. There are. And, you know, people may try to pass them off as, yeah, they're just regular
M&M's. I was
going to
say, that's what's going to suck is when someone, one of your coworkers just says, oh, yeah, they're fall colors for the fall.
Yeah, hello.
And you eat one.
Yeah.
Hey,
caller. Yeah, I was thinking of starting a pumpkin spiced steakhouse. What do you guys think?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Perfect.
Just any number of pumpkin spice items we could possibly have. And, again, Texas is just the right place for that.
Yeah.
746.
It's not how fast you mow. It's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you remember all those times when your parents told you to play fair? Well, I don't think you should. Playing fair is a big reason so many couples find it hard to forgive their spouse when they make a mistake. Fair is all about keeping things even between two people. That sounds good in theory, but it doesn't work so well in practice. Playing fair means if you treat me right, I'll treat you right, but if you cross me, I'll hurt you right back. An eye for an eye. That's exactly how a lot of married couples treat each other. They call each other names or act disrespectfully. A tooth for a tooth. I believe fairness is one of the worst goals for a relationship. The best thing you can do is to forgive. Forgiveness offers your spouse what they need instead of what they deserve. Forgiveness meets their mistakes with grace instead of judgment. And that is how you heal your relationship and empower it to grow stronger and become more loving. The reason people don't forgive is because forgiveness, it isn't fair. Forgiveness requires you to give up the right to hurt someone who has hurt you. Now, I'm not asking you to excuse the wrongs against you or to water down the awful nature of an offense. Forgiveness doesn't do that. Instead, it sets you free from your hurt and allows you to move through life in peace. No, forgiveness isn't fair, and it's not always easy, but it can transform your marriage. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, several area high schools have made the AP's preseason football poll. College Station comes in at number 9 in 5A, while A&M Consolidated is ranked 19th. Giddings is slated at number 12 in 4A, while Cameron Yeo received the most first-place votes in 3A. Lexington's not far behind at number 4, and Rockdale comes in at 13. Reigning state champ Bremont is listed at number 4 in 2A, with Burton coming in at 12. Meanwhile, former Texas A&M football coach and player Gene Stallings reportedly suffered a stroke yesterday at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Stallings, who was the head coach at A&M from 1965 to 1971, was going to his legendary coaches event in Huntsville with former Auburn coach Pat Dye. The 82-year-old Stallings is said to be resting comfortably and plans on rescheduling the event as soon as he can. Meanwhile, some more sad news as Frank Broyles, who guided the University of Arkansas to its lone national football championship and later molded the overall program as its athletic director, has died at the age of 92. His family says Broyles died from complications of Alzheimer's disease. Broyles won almost 71% of his games as head football coach with the Razorbacks for 19 years. In Auburn, Jared Stidham will be the starting quarterback for the team's opener against Georgia Southern. Tigers coach Gus Malzahn announced in a Twitter post that he had just informed the team of the decision. Stidham beat out 16-game starter Sean White. In Waco, according to an upcoming book written by ESPN reporters, Baylor's coaches and administrators not only mishandled allegations of sexual assault against players, but they also kept the university from randomly drug testing its student-athletes for marijuana and other recreational drugs. Baylor regents had no idea the university wasn't randomly drug testing its student-athletes until Pepper Hamilton, a Philadelphia law firm the school hired to examine how it handled allegations of sexual assault by students, including football players, turned up the issue. In Major League Baseball, Zach Greinke struck out 9 in 6-plus scoreless innings to bounce back from his first home loss of the season, lifting the Arizona Diamondbacks to a 2-0 win over the Houston Astros. Here's Skip A.J. Hinch on Greinke.
He executes his game plan about as efficiently as anybody in the league or anybody that we usually face. So, and he did. You know, he pitches with multiple pitches to multiple areas of the zone. He got the benefit of a liberal strike zone. He got chases when he needed chases, and pitched a really good game. He doesn't ever concede anything, especially when he sort of has his command.
Game two with the Diamondbacks is today at 2:40 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
swinging a high fly ball hit to left center. That one slicing towards the hill. That ball back out of here, just to the left field side of the hill. Joey Gallo with his 33rd home run of the season.
Joey Gallo hit his 33rd home run, and the Texas Rangers also played some small ball in a 6-2 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Martin Perez had his second straight solid start for Texas. The Rangers face the Tigers again tonight at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM.
In Ohio, Wimbledon champion Roger Federer has withdrawn from the Western and Southern Open, which he's won 7 times. Tournament officials announced Federer's withdrawal yesterday, the first full day of matches at the event in Cincinnati. The 19-time major champion says he tweaked his back last week at the Rogers Cup, where he lost Sunday in the final. Federer's withdrawal means Rafael Nadal will return to number one when the new ATP rankings are released on August 21st. And soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo has been banned for 5 games after shoving a referee following his red card during Real Madrid's 3-1 victory over Barcelona in the Spanish Super Cup on Sunday. The Spanish Football Federation says Ronaldo has been suspended for 1 game for the red card and 4 games for pushing the referee in the back. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
If your windows themselves aren't energy efficient, it's hard to know when it's 100 degrees outside, right? Easier to know when it's 25 degrees outside. But you may remember, or you may think that you know, that some of your windows are not doing exactly what they should as far as keeping that air from coming into your house. Folks at Intercon can help you with that. Could be repairing the windows that you have, could be replacing the windows. But know this, the people who do this for Intercon full time. And that's important because since this is their job, they've been through a lot of situations. They know how to handle different kinds of windows and taking them out without damaging the actual frame right there and just making more trouble and more expense for you. Second nature for the folks at Intercon, they know how to do it right. And they're a local company. So remember that when it comes time for you to look at windows. And, of course, during the summertime, we think about solar screens, and Intercon does those too. But know this, whether it's solar screens or windows, Intercon does it the same way all the time. They come in, they give you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon. They're a homegrown company. Give them a call. Let them see what they can do to help you control your energy bills. 823-3639.
Hello, it's Toyota's National Clearance Event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer.
Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh, man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer or visit gstoffice.com for details. Office available in select states and N9517.
Hey, good morning. 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Pretty cool story. I don't know if you heard about this from the University of Michigan. You know, we're hearing stuff about what's going on at Baylor and just
right.
Bad college football stuff. But pretty cool story coming out of the University of Minnesota. They got a new coach named P.J. Fleck. So P.J. comes into the meeting the other day with a team, and he's got a teenager with him named Kyle Tanner.
Okay.
Now, Kyle is in one of the children's hospitals there in the Minneapolis area, and he suffers from a rare bone marrow disease. And he talked about the challenges that he has, but one of the great things is that football players come to visit the hospital on a regular basis. And he mentioned by name a guy named Justin Juniman, who's 23 years old. He's a backup kicker for the Minnesota football team, and in the last 3 seasons has never played in a game.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that was cool that he came over and he wanted to talk about Justin. And so PJ said, well, look, I've got this new shirt cannon that we just got. Would you like to shoot this thing? And maybe you want to shoot it toward Justin. And so, sure enough, Kyle gets to the cannon gun, shoots it over there, and Justin catches the T-shirt. Crowd goes wild, right? Then he unrolls the T-shirt and it says he's gotten a full scholarship for his senior year.
Wow, that's awesome.
I cried when I watched this video.
and what is and then the next
and it was great. SportsCenter put it on Instagram and it was a video.
Did they?
And it said, "We're not crying. You're crying." Yeah. That was what the caption said. And it was the coolest. And then his team just erupts and like puts him on their shoulders. Oh, it was so neat.
And then he's sitting in the locker room and he gets to talk to his mom on the phone. Okay. Because one of his friends, I guess they Facebook.
Yeah.
Right there. And you're right. You just look at that and you go, that is so cool.
Because
there are
going,
a lot.
Thank God, because this is costing me a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah. At last, I get a free education.
At last, I got a free. Yeah, exactly.
But good for them. And again,
that is cool.
And very cool.
There are a lot. You know, clearly Minnesota's not the only one. Every D1 school has great kids out there. You have some bad ones too, but great kids out there. And for him to be able to be rewarded like that is kind of fun.
Yep.
Celebrate National Relaxation Day today.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know that. Okay, so if you come in, boss sees you with your feet up in your cubicle, wants to know what the heck is going on.
It's a holiday.
Explain to him it's relaxation
day. I'm relaxing.
I'm doing what I can.
Kick your shoes off.
That's right. By the way, what emojis do to your business emails? We'll tell you about that in the next half hour. You may not be pleased. Well, look at some weather right now. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, you know the weather. You're living it, aren't you? Look for a high temperature today. Right about 100. Heat index around 104, 106, maybe more as we move on through the week. 78 right now. WTAW, College Station. Brian, it's 8 o'clock.